and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the first week of Advent, and from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled Being Present. And the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus sent out the 12 after instructing them in this way. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, clean out, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to forgive. In the last couple of weeks here in the USA, we have watched Rosalind Carter decline in health and die. She suffered dementia in the end. We watched the funeral and found the tribute to her to be very inspiring. In all the tributes to her, it was clear that she lived the gospel message of Jesus today. And so she said, we have to give without cost. She contributed to raising awareness with regard to two important areas, mental illness and caregiving. She was thus quoted, there are four different groups of people in the world. Those who are caregivers, those who have been caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who need caregiving. Rosalind and her husband, President Jimmy Carter, spent so much of their lives while in the White House, and most especially after going about doing good. They gave us all an example and posed a question to each of us. What can we do to help those in need? We can think of ourselves as one of those 12 disciples being sent out by Jesus. I have taken some time to reflect on my own life of giving. Like all of us, I had to learn to be better at giving. One of the hardest areas of my ministry was being with the dying, or giving to families who had suffered a death, especially a tragic death. A good friend of mine in the Dominicans, Father Paul Purcell, gave me good advice and helped me a great deal. Paul told me that when being called to be with people in these circumstances, it is not important to think about what to say. What is important is just to be there. He taught me the power of listening and the importance of being present. When Jesus was sending his disciples out to cure the sick and heal the lepers, he no doubt was asking them to first just be present to them and listen to their needs. With so much pain and suffering in the world today, we can experience a kind of helplessness. But we can be confident that we are carrying out the gospel message by simply paying attention to what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, to watch for those in need in our own neighborhoods, and to listen and be present to the people with whom we live. I just want to wish you God bless during this Advent season. Thanks for listening.